Across One Sport with Bradford College. Achieve your goals and transform your future today.
This is Pulse One Sport, the podcast.
This is the team for City. It's the same side that started the game against Rochdale a fortnight ago. So five changes in the week, but it is back with Williams in goal, Darby, McArdle, Burke and Meredith. In midfield, of course, Liddle and Evans. Kyle Reid will play on the left-hand side, and it's Tony McManus keeps his place on the right. Still no James Hansen. He's been kept out by Stephen Davis, who had his best game in a City shirt, and of course he'll operate alongside Devante Cole.
Well, always difficult when a new manager goes in. I mean, I know that the press are saying that Rob Jones is going to take the team. I think you've probably heard the same as me. Played at Diamond recently. With Wellens, Chaplow, Coppinger, all technical footballers in the midfield. So, you know, the space is out wide against the Diamond. So we've got to kind of nullify the threat in the middle of the pitch and try and exploit him in wide areas.
All games are generally big, whether it's teams you're playing in around you, teams you're playing at the top, teams at the bottom. It's, at the end of the day, it's potentially 3 points on the board, which ultimately takes us one step closer to where we want to be. Going off the back of the last few results we've had, it's important that we try and build on the last league game especially. I thought we had a good result away at Rochdale, who've been doing well. So we've shown that we can go away from home and get results. It's just important that we try and flip that around a little bit, start winning games at home and start pushing on and take us to where everyone wants to be.
Devante's a good player. You know what he is. He's got raw pace and raw talent, and I think if the gaffer gets hold of him and coaches him well, he's going to be a hell of a player. But for myself personally, he complements the way I play. Obviously, he's very quick, and I'm sort of a more technical player, so I think we work quite well together.
The manager's been introduced to the crowd there, Mr. Ferguson. Polygraph fans are singing, "Not as good as your dad," that's for sure.
Well, there'll be Fergie time today. We might be looking at the clock a little bit. Well, we are getting ever closer to kick-off here on Pulse One Sport. 2,500 City fans away to our left-hand side. City taking on Doncaster in this Yorkshire derby, looking to build on the win a fortnight back against Rochdale. Do not go anywhere. We've got exclusive full match commentary on the way for you next here on Pulse One Sport. So we are underway just after 3 o'clock. It is going to go into Rory McArdle, makes a late run, gets the free cross goal and scores! What a start for the Bantams. It's Devante Cole again. Set piece, long throw, flick on, pokes it home from 5 yards out. He scored again and City are in front again. 1-0. It's going to be Chaplow to take this one. Someone stood right on Williams. It goes near in towards the near post and Evans flicks it into the sky and there's a bit of a bubble around there. McKenzie's in there, comes off the underside of the bar and it's over the line, but handball, surely handball. Referee has seen it. He's punched it into the net and he's going to book him as well.
Oof, I never saw that.
And it will not count and they're all chasing the referee down. Plenty forward for City. He's going to go corner of the box in towards McArdle, back across the face. Got Liddle's in there, heads it over the bar. Head it down, he scores, he heads it over the bar. Great chance for the Bantams.
Yeah, should do better. Great header from McArdle, great ball in.
McMahon tries to flick it in, it's half cleared as far as Kyle Reid. Edge of the area, Meredith on the over, that comes in, right footed, strikes! Great save from the goalkeeper, his weaker right foot, and Stutman at full length to put it behind for a corner. Can't tell you, 8,410 is the attendance, 2,584. City Sports, they said 2,500.
It's not a bad effort, is it?
They are playing some nice stuff. Back to Keshi Anderson. Half chance, saved by Williams. Chance it's for
offside.
Tyson, who's offside. Well, it was a high one, an easy one for the goalkeeper, but it was reflex stuff from Williams. Decent save, and then offside. Here's Forrester, Middleton rather, on that far side, in towards Anderson. Turned around the corner, strike from Tyson, right across the face of goal. Williams was scrambling. Think he would have saved it, but it was just the wrong side. Referee's watch. Surely says time up down the line. Hansen with the flick. Devante Cole's after it. One last chance. It's with Richie Wellens. Oh, he's giving the ball away. McMahon's going to slide it into Devante Cole. And there goes the full time whistle. It's been hard work. It has been a long old slog for the Bantams. But that Devante Cole in the opening minute has seen City claim another 3 points on the road.
Very pleased with the performance, the resilience. Had chances. to kill the game off, especially in the first half. Got some great positions, we didn't take them. You know, we expected a renewed energy in Doncaster today because of Darren's appointment and him being in the stand, so we expected that. But I thought the lads were terrific today. You know, we stood up to the challenge they threw at us. We were very disciplined in everything we did and looked really dangerous on a break.
Yeah, great to get the goal so early as well, almost too early.
Well, it's not too early to win.
onto it. It's a long afternoon.
But we didn't. No, we looked to press them.
We could have had two or three before
the break. We could have had more. You know, the home team's always going to have a spell of pressure. Did Ben have many saves to make? I thought they had a lot of possession, which when they play with a diamond, which we knew they would, and changed it to 4-3-3. Like I always say, if you're 4-4-2 against a diamond or 4-3-3, they are going to have possession in the middle of the pitch, and you've got to be patient. But when you win it back, can you break quickly like we did today?
Yeah, and credit to the two centre backs, particularly Rhys Burke, who was brilliant today.
You look at him, he's been away, didn't come back in the build until Thursday, played a full game on Tuesday, and I thought he was our best player today.
Yeah.
His decision making was impeccable. He's got a knock as well. Hopefully that's not too serious. But you know, what a good display from the goalkeeper in the back four as well.
Pulse One Sport with Bradford College. Achieve your goals and transform your future today.